Musafi Mari. We're starting a new sugya of Isra Batal Kriba Chachilo, the second half of Kiro. We learn that chilek until the end of the parak, until the end of this man. We have a Mishnah Nachman Beis and Beis, the Mishnah that says, Ein Rishin Kli Tach Zaner, to be Kabbal Boyis Hashemin. You can put an object, Kli, to be Kabbal Hashemin on Shabbos. Problem. The Gemara comes along and says three different reasons why that's a problem. Because the Gemara first starts with the memo of Rav Chisda. He says over here, even though you cannot put a kli underneath the mekabel, the tarnagol, it's beitza. However, to cover it, you might say you can. So said Tosfos, you have to realize this egg that was created on Shabbos, another gomer, it's muksa. You cannot put a plate underneath it, a kli underneath it. That's beitza in the Mishnah. What is Rav Chisda being moisva over the Mishnah? Mishnah said it came with a kli underneath for shemen. Here, kli underneath for beitza. Said Tosfos, there's no chiddush. Rav Chisda's memorial is the same thing as the Mishnah, except the Sefer is coming to add in the person has the right to take a kli and cover the beitzah. Therefore, come out, the reasons the Gemara explains for Rav Chisda will be reasons for the Mishnah also. Therefore, the Gemara will bring down two reasons for Rav Chisda, Rabba and Rav Yosef. Then the Gemara will bring down a memo from Yitzchak to argue Rav Chisda. And all three statements are be'etman explaining pshat in the Mishnah why a person cannot put a kli underneath the shaman. It comes after the Gemara that according to Rabba, why a plate on the Shem cannot be done, can sell us any motzoi loyatiru. According to Rabbi Yosef, the reason why it's a problem as mavata kli merachonai. According to Yitzchak, is ain kli nittel el tzarech dova nittel. All three reasons discussing a case of a plate by an egg is really the reason why a plate by the case of a shemen. To explain each one. First, the case of a tzel motzoi, the loch is that if it's ain a motzoi, there's no head to the metal or something. That means biadover. You have a Mishnah by the case of Shemin, it's not motzoi, you cannot put a plate underneath it. Negator of Chisda, it's not motzoi in a madroin, in a slant, therefore you cannot put a plate underneath it. By an ashbud, is motzoi, therefore you can put a plate on top of it. That's the side over here. Now, what is the Isser? Oh, so what is the lumdus over here? What mechab to motzoi to cover it? Sorry? A bite, is that a bite? I said, just said. Yes. In the ashbo, you can put it on top. Now, what is the lumdus? What is the reason to say this idea of mechalti motzei and not motzei? So, among the Rishonim, there are four separate mahalchim. The way Harashi, he intertwined with the sugya of ein kli nittel el tzarech dova nittel. He says, if it's motzei, then halacha would not apply this halacha. If it's not motzei, we'll apply this concept of ein kli nittel el tzarech dova nittel. And they point out, if that's so, we will not pass an ein kli nittel. Would not paskin like this halacha also. That's Rashi. Tasted as two kashas upon Rashi. Therefore, to say that something that's not motzoi, you have an issim inside the sugya of tircha. And the naf will sniff inside the idea of umdin nechol. The rabbi, Shainim, the Rabban, the Rajba, the Chadusha Iran, they come from different sugya. Halacha is neged, for example, by a teleka, by a fire. Gotan, Simon, Shinla, Medalad. We're always afraid a person's ball of a moinai. And then they'll come along and do Isirim on Shabbos mitzvah the sugya of saving his money. We're afraid by a case of Lake, we might carry things to Shusha Rabban. Here also, since it's Atzalah, and it's not Motzoi, Devo Chazal said we'll make a gzera upon you that a person should not be metalkalikli to go help you out. Because the person's bald, you might lead to Isirim. Speaks out, however, the Ran. But let's say it's Motzoi, but such a hefzer happens constantly, we do not make the gzera over here. A third Malach. A fourth malach, which is very, very important, you say this stick, which you already came across, is the Rashba over here, Nafim Gimel. The Rashba discusses the idea that a person move a klish shumalach leheter without any tzurich at all. That means a lochan simon shneches of dalad by klish shumalach leheter, we know it cannot move at all. Where's the makar? Says the base Yosef over there, quoting a Magen Mishnah, it's a Rambam, and the Rashba over here, our Rashba. The Rashba says, what's he said? He says, everyone agrees it cannot move a klish leheter klal. Therefore, this idea over here of a tzolish and a motzoi is nichl in the concept of moving something for no reason. Therefore, just like no reason also, here also, since it's not motzoi, it's ka'in the idea of moving something for no reason. Now, you look up the Rashba inside, he goes on further and he says, we have a second reason why maybe to machmor, like the Rishonim, because Adam Baal might come lead to do malachas over here. And therefore, he ends off a machmor tavla bracha. Come on, the Chayim and say the Beis Yosef says you cannot move something for no reason. A klisha mavater, Rambam and Rashba. They point out saying the Rashba is not really a fear makar. The Rashba ends off a second reason, but mach betovah bracha. So they want to answer, how do you read the Rashba? The Rashba is saying like this, to move for no reason, that Avada is also. To extend it that far by case of Atzolosh and Emotzoi, that's the Chiddush over here. And that by Machmer Tolo Bracha. But the side of moving something for no reason, Avada the Rashba says Emes. They point out a second thing for the Rashba. But the Aruch HaShulchan comes along and says, what is the definition of Shlo Tzarech Chlal? So you do anything you choose to do, but das, that's Tzarech. Only in Mas'asik is spacing out, you move something, that's nothing to get up Shlo Tzarech Chlal. The case over here in the Rashba, his case is he's choosing to save something on Shabbos, it's an extension of the idea of Shlo Tzarech Chlal. They point out the makor for this halacha, if it's the Rashba, we see the idea even choosing to do something is nichla kantim shlo tzar klal. The chud nalik, the Aruch HaShulchan, the makor where it's coming from, the base is from this Rashba. Again, we can say, maybe that's good for why the Rashba was affirmed and say, a second reason, the machmer tolo bracha. But take another point over here, negate klishu machmer leheter. We know the halacha is by eichel mikitzvei kodesh, even shlo tzar klal is mutter. Kimmel, the Mishnah Berurah says, we know klishu machmer leheter, the maaseh is also shlo tzar klal, mashikin eichel and kitzvei kodesh. What about Kalim that on the Shulchan to Diyam Tashmish? So come on the Shulchan Gevarim. He wants to say something to Diyam Tashmish on the table, your forks, your knives, your spoons. Maisei can move for no reason. No reason. Come on the Mishra brings down the Shulchan Gevarim. And brings down Yish Cholkim. So the Sharatin, who's a Cholkim, says, Mechei Mashma Barambam. The first I point out, Mashma Barambam is black and one the Rambam. Second I point out, again, wisdom occurs. It's a Rambam and it's a Rashba. It's a Loko. The Rashba is by our sugya. In our sugya discussing a case of a ka'aro, we have a case over here, this plate over here, you want to cover a ner, which sounds like tzolosh erim otzoi, kemel gemor, the gemor answers that's a tzolom otzoi. They point out, if the makor is the Rashba is discussing kelim to diem al shulchan, a case of a bowl. That's if we can even argue that's a mishnah. The mishnah is discussing a case of a kli by a ner, or kli by a beitzer of chisda. So, but they don't say what kli we're discussing. Let's say we're discussing a kli negeta on the table or not. Not mafurish. But the Rashba is going in the Gemara, and the Gemara's case is a ka'ara. The Ramban says also like the Rashba over here, and also says the case of Gemara is ka'ara. Ka'ara is a plate, the Tashmish. They point down l'chua, if the makar for the base seisir, shalei tzar klal is from the Rashba, it's clear l'chua not like the shulta Gemara. And that's what we point out then, that this idea of the kula shulta Gemara l'chua is against the steamers of the Mechaber, the Amor, the Taz, the Moravrom, Numus Gedola Paiskim, again, once the Mishnah brings down this Makilim, the English seems to be Makil. But again, you have to realize from this Rashba, that's the Makar, we see a couple of Yisraelis. One, we see the Yisrael over here against Aruch HaShulchan, which can argue the point, the Mice that Das does not, Das will not make it Nichon against Shalai Tzarek Lal. And second, we see over here that even Tadir Matashmish, according to the Rashba, who is Osir, will not have the Heter Shalai Tzarek Lal.
What's called the
definition of tzarech that we discussed then, we learned some dalit. We had a hard time with that. Aloch l'maisa, do we go like this chiddush of the pshat over here according to Rabba of Atel Motzai, Ashish Einem Motzai Loyatiru, to come on the Arzurah, the Ritva, the very clear, we do not pass like Rabba. And therefore, there's no real nafkamina this halacha except the Yisrael of the Rashba. The Yisrael of the Rashba is very important. We do not pass like this Malach like the Rabba. The second Malach l'sugya. We have the idea of Rabbi Yosef. It says, Mechal, the case of the Vata Klima Chaloy. Therefore, they get to the case of the Mishnah by the Ner, the reason why I cannot put a plate underneath it, because Shem is falling inside a plate of Vata Klima Chaloy. The character of Chizda, the reason why I cannot put a plate underneath the Beitza, Beitza and Mel Beshabbos and the Gomer, therefore it's a case of a Vosses. Masha Enking to cover it, it's not a Vata Klima. Very simple. Now, the question here is, do we pass him like this, a look like Rabbi Yosef? That means I point out that Rav Chizda's statement about covering an egg or underneath the egg is best machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef the Yisoid. Is over here Rabbi coming to argue Rabbi Yosef? They point out, Lachor Rabbi saying Atzala She'enim Motzai Loyatiru is coming to argue Rabbi Yosef about the Kli Melchonai. Therefore, what's nafkamina? Let's say something is Motzai, came about to the Kli. According to Rabbi, something is Motzai, came about to the Kli. According to Rabbi Yosef, you can, about the Kli Melchonai. Therefore, it speaks out the Ramban. And the Ritva, the Ozruah, says this way. The Chura, the halacha is, comes out that Rab is arguing of Yosef. Again, we trace him and that from Gimel and Aleph. His one mahalach says, there's no machlik still here. Pashas are arguing. The third mahalach of the Mishnah of Rabbi Yitzchok, inclinital el tzarek dovar nital, They point out, Lechura Rabbi Yitzchak come to be more machmer than Rav Chizda Melachkin Lachalai. That means even to put a plate underneath the egg will make it also. Therefore, says the Balmor, Rashi, the Rit of the Ran, that he's not coming to argue on the Salach Melachkin Lachalai. He's only coming to be more machmer here. That's what Malach also tells you from Gimel. So, simple in sounding Gemara is Rabbi is coming to argue with Rav Yosef Melachkin. But Yosef is not coming to argue with Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak agrees to Melachkin. That's first in the Chesh from the Gemara. Halacha l'maaseh, if you look first at the big three, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, all three of the maaseh bring down this halacha of Yosef, that a person can not mavat the klima chonai. The Torah brings it down over here, and the Reish Samachov, and Simon Shinei, and Simon Shinyun, we pass down the Kifalim. And therefore the Machaber five different times brings down this halacha, whether Reish Samachay, or Reish Samachov, or Simon Shinyun, or Simon Shinei, or Simon Shilamahay, five times the Machaber brings down the side and the concept of mavat the klima chonai. Now there is a third malach in the Mishnah, is Rabbi Yitzchak's idea that a person cannot put a plate underneath an egg or cover an egg. Mitzav enkli nitel el dover nitel b'shabbos. Now that's a belief for the next chaburah. We'll try to focus right now on the idea we have of vatik klima chalei. Now the question is, what is the longest behind vatik klima chalei? Obviously it will lead to the nafkamino had applying the implications of this halach of vatik klima chalei. What's the longest over here? So first we have Rashi in the Mishnah, naf beis and beis. We have the Bialocha being down. The Rashi says, you're putting it in this place over here, connecting it with Tit, with Dami Lamalacha. The words of Mukhay Yosef, Al Moyal, the Rabbi Mishnayas. The question is, what does that mean over here, with Dami Lamalacha? You could say it means like Uvdin Nechol. That's you could say. And there are those who bring down Moshe Rashi, the Chayodim twice, the Kishonarach twice. Meister, the way the Ritz from the Arzua explained clearly Rashi, he knows Dami Mlacha, Aleches Binyan. Rashi means Binyan. There's an interesting Bach in Ibn Ezer in Simon Kuf Samach Tess, Negeta Daf Yomi, the Sugim Chalitza. Coming with Bach, in the discourses, reads down the Zalocha, the Jewish tradition says that Negeta's idea of Chalitza yet be Kfeh Mlacha. You have to say this room during Chalitza, come back and do Chalitza in this place. Coming with Jewish tradition says it cannot be Kfeh Mlacha on Shabbos. You can't say, this is his place over here on Shabbos. Why can Mechzi Gebeinu Masakim? Bekfeh Mokum on Shabbos says Mechzi Gebeinu Masakim. Says the Beis Yosef, Trumas Adeshin, Ein Loi Tam. What Sheikhas? Says the Bach, Yesh Loi Tam Ke Iker. Why? We have a Sigil on Shabbos of Membeis Membeis. Mishnah over there says, putting a clean underneath in there. Says Rashi over there, what's the said over here? Because Dami Malacha, Kelem Loi Mokri, and since he kveya a mokum over here for something, he lo ilam maleches binyan. Says the Bach, the reason why he cannot be kveya mokum on Shabbos, b'shan the Shabbos Adeshin, like Rashi, could he be kveya mokum, and what malach doing? Maleches binyan, word Shabbos Adeshin, mechzi kebayin masakin. So we have the Bach, when they defend the Shabbos Adeshin, usually tam keker, the yisrei dami lacha, to malach da binyan. That's Aleph. So we have one mouth of the sugya, dami lacha, and those who say it means bayinah, and those who pass like that, the Chayadim, the Kitzer. Second, for those who write clearly the halacha is mitzav boino. You take out the Miri twice, he writes that mitzav boino. The Miri Melun Eil, he writes boino. The Taz and Simon Shin Lam Ches, he writes boino. So it comes out, la locha, we have those who say boino, it's a Taz, it's a Chayadim and a Kitzer. Atzad HaShani, a third Malach. Rashi and Daf Kuf Choches, by the Sugi of Amas HaMayim says, Seisr. Rashi and Kuftin Dalam Beis, by the Sugi of Kani de Umno, says Soyser. The Rambam says Soyser. Azura, the Rav, Rivon, Sivabatim, and the Torah brings down the Lashon of Soyser. That's the Bayal here. And therefore, Gam the Bialocha brings down in his Pirish Rashi in the Mishnah, Dami Mulocha, but the Mishnah Brua itself, in the Reis HaMachay and Simishin Yod, it brings down only the idea of Soyser. And that's it, before and when he revolts the Graz, they pass in Soyser. We'll get to it, yeah, about at least 10 afkaminas. At least. If you ask the idea, I'll just do it for you. But Maisa comes out, well, among the Paiskim, Al Zbaino, we have the Taz, the Chayadim, and the Kitzer. And Al Saisa, we have the Vosh, the Graz, and the Mishnah Bureau. Now, Rashi and Daphim Gimel seem to say a third Mahalach over here. Rashi and Daphim Gimel says, so, Muchem Mitchilosoi, Mitchilol the Tautloi. But actually, I say mukso, and now it made it mukso. Says the Prim Godim, beginning with Reis HaMachay, there are three mahalchim in the Sugya. There's Boino, there's Seiser, and there's Rashi and Isser making Muksa on Shabbos. I'm not clear what the Isser making Muksa is, but it says that Pirmagon is Yisoid, you cannot make Muksa on Shabbos. Now you could say what Rashi means, I can argue the point, it's not to be Mahalchim, not to be Pirmagon, it's two. There's Boino and the Seiser, and I say a Muksa, and therefore what's the Bayav of Seiser Muksa? You give him a title. It's Kveya Mokam, it's Boino or Seiser. And that's what Numus Achrim want to argue on the Pirmagodim, whether it's Debetzino or Minchasosh and others. And Be'ikah they point out, let's read Toysis. Toysis Davam Gimel says, in Perek Basim, Rashi says, Mitzad HaSugya of Soyser. Khan, Rashi says, why Mitzad HaSugya Mechabashom Betet? Where's Khan Davam Gimel? That means understanding what Seyum Moksa means, the idea of Mechab Betet, the idea of Kain Boino. Why they point out, the Taz says, I say a Moksa by Osir Reis HaMechay, yes, in Simon Shilam Ches, he says the idea of Seiser. So we see the idea of Boino. So we see the Taz and equates that. He said, Muksa is Nichla Gedo Boino. So who have rights to argue the Prim Godim? Prim Godim says it's three Malchim. Says what? There's Boino, Seiser, and Seiser, Muksa. Three different Rashis. Says what's Nafkamina, says the Prim Godim? Tells them very simple. Let's say you have a Klish Shemach the Isser, and you want to put underneath to Mekabel the Shemin. Shemin's Muksa Machmas Kufoy. Make it simple. You have your telephone. You have money in your bed, and you want to knock the money off your bed and put it on top of the telephone. Money is a book to mark my school for you, and your telephone is a cliche mark, listen. Will you just move back to clean my phone? Will you move back to clean, putting money on top of your telephone? Says the Pima Gordon, if it's been sad as sugar of a sale mukso, well, it already was mukso your telephone, and now it's a higher level mukso, still is mukso. There's no issue putting a mukso mark my school for you on top of a cliche mark, listen. But if you say it's had a boy of a slicer, when was Saisa? Yeah, it was Sarah Guf Mekan was wanted to move the telephone, and now with the money on top, it's also Sarah Guf Mekan money. You connected it. Your Saisa is total. Again, the Gantel Moksa says, which I will get what you're arguing about, he says it really was Moksa. Keep me on Moksa. Again, if the Is is Mitzat, it's saying Moksa. Moksa from Guf Mekan. No, it's Moksa already.
You can call it a different Moksa.
It's muksa. You're not making muksa. It is muksa.
It is muksa.
It is muksa. With Chazal and Mat, you do think, but it already is muksa.
You can call that a
muksa. That's what Pirmagodim says. Now, the Chorim maybe say a better way to argue what you're saying over here. How the Chorim do want to say, we point out when he say Kli Shemach L'Isser, we had a Chakir among the Gedolei Achronim. Is he said over here as Gzeiras Total, the Goyin, or is it Mitzad HaSugya L'Bakso, Mitzad HaSugya L'Muksa? The Chayodom and the Mishnah Berurah, Kamal Mishlam Zalman, Emin Dem Azobim, Mechaz Asher, and others, the Kamal Taino, Lechua, the Pirmagodim Godim is a Klor Raya, the Kli Shemlach, the Isser, is not like the Goyin, it's like the Mishnah Berurah, Vakso. Because the Kamal that says, if you have Kli Shemlach, the Isser, it's Muksa ready, you put Muksa Mach, Muksa Kuvah, on top of it, you do not make any Muksa on Shabbos, no Isser Mavata Kli. They point out, well, if you go like the Goyin, don't exist total, you made a Muksa. Why? You made Tzad HaSugya Bosses. Elamai, says the Prima Godim with clear over here, says Akronim, he understands, he said the Klishim like this is, it's not Muksa. They go like the Goyin, and Hanami, we know, right? There's no Nafkamir, this concept over here. Fine, why so that's a fourth idea. A fifth idea over here is a ritual. Like, he comes along and says, what's the reason why he's an Isma Bata Kli? He says, the person should not be Ma'ayit and Kovat Shabbos. Now, he does not say the idea of Issa making Muksa, but the idea of the person not be might to cover Shabbos. Now, the Oilam did not have a ritual. The ritual came out in 1990, and since then, people call it a lot. But might said, that's cover Shabbos, what's not communal, so let's see it's fucked. If you already have a Kli Shemlach L'Issa, might said, it's also to use anyway. We don't want to go use it, I can't stay away from it. So make put something Muksa on top of it, no big deal, not Mavat Kli Melcholai. And the sixth Malach is the Reyim. The Reyim would say the idea of Mavat Kli Melcholai is intertwined inkly little elter of Dovah, little Bashamis, which I point out, we still do not go aloch lamais this way. We paskin inkly little is mutter, yet we paskin about the Pimacholi, and mice is also. So, first, we came out with six malach among the Shainim, what the lumbness over here is. Either number one, Dami Malacho, number two, Boino, number three, Saisa, number four, Main Muksa, number five, Might and Kovat Shabbos, and number six, an inkly little. Mice to focus on the two main malachim. The two main malchus my father saying over here is the idea of boina and seiser. As my father says, the mishabur went with that malchus and seiser and be a local the idea of boina over here. Two different malchus. Now, talking to the two main mahalchim, what the place it could go with over here. So, first, kamung rachmanim declare, what is, again, the concept behind this idea? That means the malachim discussed it, the etzim is earlier, it's a pnei shua, it's a chasam sefer, it's a prima godim. Declare, is the idea of being mevatel something, is the study of mevatel the kli from its hishtamshus, from its use? Mevatel the kli from its total, from moving it from place to place. What's the bitul here? Mevatel kli malchoni. Mevatel from using the kli? Mevatel from moving the kli? So you could say, if the circuit of Mitzad Baino, the idea is connected to this place, it'd be Mevatel the total. If the idea is not the Mevatel in the Kavod Shabbos, what will be his idea? The idea is Mevatel the Shimush. By Seisir, that's a simple understanding. No, but again, it's not the main Shimush. The Geita Seisir, you can argue, what Seisir means? Seisir means Seisir the Shabbos, or Seisir means Seisir the total? Go back and forth. Coming with Pima Godem, he says, Uchura, part of the question over here is, what is the Taich words, Mevatel Kli Mehechonoi? What's Mehechonoi mean? Now, the way the Pima Godem, how he sets it up, he's discussing Boina and Saiser versus Mukta. But the Chonim point out, it's the same question, Boina versus Saiser. Does the word Mevatel Kli Mehechonoi mean Min Hamuchen Shaloi? What is made to go do? Min Hamuchen, that means the adjective, what's supposed to go do over here? That means the idea of a shimush. You took away shimush. That's nichel in the idea of saiser. You took away its use over here. Umeyachonoi means, says the Prima Godem, mekinoi, from its basis. The concept of a noun over here. That means it was supposed to go from place to place. Now that you mechabit the karkor, you mevato the basis from over here. Mevato the basis, you built it into its place. That means, says the Prima Godem, what's the taitu of meyachonoi? Min hamuchon shaloi? Umebesisei, nafkmina is in one time, who are the Saiser, or Boina is the Taich words. To bring out the point over here, the nafkmina between Boina and Saiser, take a very simple case over here. We have a loch in Simon Shinlam and Hase of Dalid, I assume the Mosor. You have a case of a Gigas, a bad over here, that you had a great Shinsari, Shinlam Didichu, that were not pressed over here. And the Gemara said at the beginning of Beitzo, the Sig of Abaya of Mashmuchizavu. Mashmuch Zobu on Shabbos, the mice is Osir. So you have this vat over here, things are coming out. Says the Gemara, what do you want to do? You want to put a chovis to makabel the one that's coming out from this gigas over here. You have a baya, how can you do that? Says the Mechaber, bring out the kolboy and ain't so. Go bring your bed over there, go bring your shulchan over there. Now it's mocking to you, Osir. Now that everything is coming out, it's a dilaf, it's a graph over here, it's disgusting over here. Then put your kli to mekabel it. Therefore, you're having this kli over there, come full, maisa ayibi mevatel kli, just like graf takes away the total mukso, graf takes away the idea of mevatel kli machonai, override mevatel kli machonai. Says the mechaber, but let's say now this chavis, the second thing you just put over here, next to this vat over here, comes full, what to go do with it? Says the mechaber, don't take this cup over here and pour it into another kli. Go take it and pour it back inside the vat. And then slowly seep through again slowly. But put it back inside the vat. What's the reason? Because if you put it inside a second kli, you mevatel that kli. Why mevatel a second kli for? Go put it back inside the vat. Ankan l'shulchan aruch. That means you have a second kli over here. It's better not to put it in the second kli, better put it inside the vat. Now, first of all, magavrom, I don't understand. You have a second kli. So take this kli over here, and tilt to muksa biyadayim, pick it up and put it on top of the first kli. So he says, it's better to mavato kli over tilt biyadayim. That means you have the kli underneath you, that's full. You have a choice to move this, or to mavato a second kli. Says the Prima Godem, what's better? It's better to mavato kli than tilt to muksa biyadayim. That's what he said, black and white. You have a heter graph, what should you go do? Matato muksa mavato kli. Says the Prima Godem, mavato kli. Take it, you have a second kli. Mechaber is saying, pour it into the second kli. Says we have a second kli. So take the second kli and put it on top. What's the big deal here? Put a little bit and put it on top. Says the Magavam, you know why you can't do that? Because the second kli is mechaber. It's attached to the ground. You can't physically pick it up. It's attached. Attached to the ground. Says the Mechaber, that means the Mechaber is saying over here, that do not pour from the first kli into the second kli, but have mevatel kli mechonai. some tvegar. Did the kli mecholin on something that's metal that's mechuba to the ground? They can be metal anyway. Tzorachian. There's such a concept of something mechuba to the ground that mevata kli. Kvegar in your day in simul chavches. Like he said, Dom, because down the smuggler from Salvador, what's going on over here? But Vata clean something Mechuba Lekarko. I mean, the Machlik is Magar Vrom versus Kiveger on something that's Mechuba Lekarko, that's a concept of Vata clean. What's Machlik is? Says the Archa Tuchon, says the Rabino, Machlik is a Boino Saiser. If you go to Mitzad Asuga, Boino, that he has Kveh Mokoim, if he has the Mokoim, should not be any Yeser. But if the idea of Mitzad Saiser, to lose out of Stamshus, this Mokson sign over here, the Maisi, most out of Stamshus. Mavatically, even though it is Mechuba. Therefore, they want Taino. The Mogavom and Sand is giving the idea of Seis over here. Therefore, it's also poured inside, even though it's Mechuba Lekarko. Kvegi and Sand is the Sugil Boino, and therefore it's Kvegi and Mokum already. It's Mechuba Letit, Avadis Mutter. That means, what's the Nafkamino between Boino and Seis? A clay that's attached to the ground. A posture is simple Nafkamino. Come on, other Achreinim, I point out, what Kvegi, he does not know there's two Mahalkam on the Rishainim. There's no Taisa, no, there's Boino and Seis over here. He did not know that Ben is 1 mile from some other. Come with Minchas Osher, Sham Yonis and others, and want to know, even in Saisa the Tumalka. Does Saisa mean Saisa in the total? Does Saisa mean Saisa in the Stamshus? If you understand the idea of Saisa in the total, Feb Kivegi, very good. Sad Boino is not taking away the total. Sad Saisa is not taking away the total. Therefore, what's Israel pouring this Mashmuches of Utu, this thing is Mokhobel Karko? Mashenk and Machavomans to say something to Stamshus are very good. If so, pouring inside, of course, you move out to clean Machonik. I mean, I think this brings down the point very clearly. 2 points over here. Is it Boino and Saiser? And in Saiser, there are two understandings over here. Saiser in total, Saiser and Stamshus. They point out maybe it says people going for a cart. Let's say a person has a case over here that's Bistel the Stamshus and not the total. Some people going to give an example. When a person over here makes a neder again to Shemin from having enough from it, Meachilo. He says, Mitzad Sugyo of Saiser, Maisi wants to answer it. Mitzad Sugyo of Baino, he wants to tie in Maisi's motor. You can argue the point, maybe Mishra's means until to not stop, just depends what reason is. Well, Maisi, we have these two ideas over here, and again, I'm not going to go through all the Nachminas, I just mentioned one simple one was basically a Demokobla Karko. One of the sheets is over 10 Nachminas. Halacha Maisi, which one is the Iker? The Boino Saiser. So Pashas go with the idea of the Mishnah Berurah. We follow him. He brings down the Lochan in Reit Samachay by the Sugya Kli Taks Hashem and he's on Saiser. And Simon Shin Yud, in the case of Kli Taks Beitzer by Rav Chizkiah's case, brings down the idea of Saiser. So we'll go to the Lochan and tell the Sugya of Saiser. However, which Saiser is he going with? Is he going to Saiser with total? A Saiser of Ishtabshus? So best time we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, who he went with both. Now you could say the reason why he went with both because he said hold it could be either one, but I think even more. You could say Saisa in Ishtamshus means there are two Ishtamshus in the Kli. There could be a Saisa of Ishtamshus from using the Kli. A part of the Ishtamshus is to metal to the Kli. Take it even a step further now. Even if Saisa means in Ishtamshus, the Ishtamshus itself has two functions, has two uses over here. The Saisa itself has the function of moving it and then has the function of using it over here. I want to point out where the Mishnah Berurah says both ideas. In the case of by Reis Samachay, by the case of the Shemin inside the Kli, he says put a plane on lethal Maisis also. Why? His words are very clear. Shemuchim mitchila letotuloi. It's muchim v'total. Ma'achshim also v'total. Also in total. Means Mishnah Berurah saying very clearly the Issa is stira. He answered in total, black and white. In Simon Shinhei, when he brings down the Sugyan Kuchav Chesem Beis, when the Behemoth fell inside the Amas Amayin. The Gemara says a person can bring his korban v'kasas, his pillows and blankets over there, and put it underneath to lift up the animal. If it's EF to do parnos over there, unless to lift up the animal. Very clear, Gemara. Very clear, Gemara. I how can you do that? Mabato clean me'achonai. How can you put your pillows and blankets lift up the animal, which EF should do parnos and mabato clean? The Gemara says, go to the mandioma tzabalachem deraiso. Tzabalachem deraiso. Therefore, we have read mabato clean. Says Rashi over there. What is the bitter plea? It's done to the case of Saiser, because when the animal stands upon it, you can't move it anymore. Animal stands on pillows and blankets, you can't take it away. So what's the bitter plea? The animal is standing on top of it. That's the bitter plea. That's the Rashba. That's what the Urch HaShulchan brings down. Kamala Mogar Rom, it's a that's true. The Rabbi says that Bidokles is standing on top of it. However, the whole Shabbos, otherwise it'll take it away and fall down and die. That's what Gemara says. No. Stay there. If it comes out,
can't
they
go to Mitzias?
That's what Rashi says.
So it's,
yeah, he's standing on it. That's what it says. Second mile, Kamala Mogar Rom. After being done the Rashi, he said, but the Rambam has another pshat. The Rambam says, the reason why, because over here it's going to be sopping wet. If it's sopping wet, you cannot use it anymore. By the it's Hishtamshus. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shinhei, which mouth is being down, he points out, let's think about it. If you want to lift up the animal, how do you lift up an animal? You take pillows and blankets? Not too practical. You put a rock, you put a crate, you put stones there. Pillows and blankets are probably the last thing you'll think about to lift up an animal, say the Amasamai. It goes down. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why come and say this, the Kiddush of Korban Makasas, but of Lycus, come tell you that even when the animal gets off it, still won't have any use over it, gets sopping wet, and therefore still you might think you want to have a head to Vatakli Machonai, Kamashmul, you have a head to Vatakli Machonai. That means, what's this deal over here? Rishtamshus. That means Mishnah one time says the steer is Tiltul, Reis Samachai. One time in Shimon Shimei, he said the steer is Ishtamshus, but both of them can mean Saisis. Saisis means its use. Its use is either from moving pillows and blankets and covering it for you, and the idea also applies to moving it. Either one, the Ishtamshus can be Sai in moving it or using it over here. Building upon this halacha in Shimon Shimei, coming to a place where this let's say kid spills coke on the floor and you want to clean up with your shirt. So let's say your shirt's in the laundry. Sprite on the floor, okay? Yeah, Sprite on the floor or anything on the floor over here, and you want to go to the laundry and take out your clothing. Now, all your laundry in the hamper is the mindset is not Muksan Shabbos. It's all fit to be worn, it can be worn. You want to do sponge up, people take it out and put it on. You want to play ball, you put it on. You don't care if it's dirty or sweaty over here. So it's worry, it's not Muksan Shabbos. Come to the Chayim, can you go take this shirt out of the laundry and go clear the spill? And now the shirt is not going to be worn anymore. It's very wet over here. Sopping wet. It's mevatel clean merchomim. The Moshe Tshuva and Archaim Chelkei, since mevatel for mishtamshus to go clean up something, not a shmato, you mevatel clean. You can't do that. Being down, Shlomo Zalman, this concept, and Liashu Shmir Shabbos, Chodeshoni, Orkut Shabbos, Shabbos, and others being down, this idea that person cannot build upon the idea in Sibir Shanei, just like cannot build pillows and blankets to, underneath the animals mevatel clean, only to Tzab al Achaim. Therefore, when you have a spill in Shabbos to take anything out of the laundry to go clean it up, my shiva bayam is a sugim of vata klima chole. We'll have to get to the middle things. That's a shem. Now, we want to discuss when a person goes to the bathroom. And he said over there, let's say there are no tissues, to go use toilet paper, how to go use toilet paper. He said first to use it when it's attached. And if you cannot do machinery. So we discuss what happens, no tissues, no toilet paper. What would you do? I guess my kid is Shabbos meal. You come to the bathroom, you went to the shiva tim. There's no tissues, no toilet paper. What would you do? What would you do? It's Friday night, and you, now what are you going to do?
Shower.
What do you do? Say it's because you use your hands, we use water. What would you do? There's no shower. What would you do, Lamaisa?
Is there a shower?
No. Let's say there's no shower. What would you do? Oh, so you take an undershirt. So we discussed that if you would take an undershirt, what you had to take toilet paper and rip it on Shabbos, machinery. Go use your undershirt. They're not doing a walk over here. Let's analyze it. I asked my kids after Shabbos, what would they do with the undershirt? Some said they would wash it, some said they would burn it. Well, my son, what would you do?
I know.
What would you do with it? But my son, if you think about it, if you use your undershirt, you still move back to clean your chalim. That means don't tell me you did not do anything over here. You move back to clean. So now you get involved with, I'm about to undershirt. I don't think you can wear it afterwards, right? Till after Shabbos. You move back to clean for Shabbos. So now we have a strong wine, but you can say, take toilet paper and rip it. Machinery, if you're stuck, you have to get it. Should we not really rip toilet paper? You should take it when it's attached, and then when you have to flush, do machinery, and flush, and it goes down inside your elbow. But let's say you cannot use toilet paper when it's attached. You have a choice between machinery or using your undershirt. Well, the question is, about the clean of honey versus doing the case of machinery. Others want to argue that using your undershirt is also by your code of abuse. I can't, that's for you, Schlotten. Yeah, you would argue the point, for sure. I can hear. Well, is, as it says in Simon Shnei Beis, you get a knas for not preparing tishah before Shabbos. Your knas is, yeah. Now, the sugya of Mavati Kli Malchonai, it's very clear among the Rishonim and the Poskim, it's one in the morning. Now, you have a Mavati Kli Malchonai, Kli from the Rishonim and the Poskim, there are three darkies over here. Something called Miyad, something called Lashah, and something called Kholiyai. Now, where's the Makar in that? And build upon that, so we'll give the gather of how to apply what's Miyad, what's Lashah, what's the Kholiyai. First, idea of Miyad, the Gemara Dakam Gimel brings down the case of Afreichim. These little chicklets over here, you want to put a sal in front of it. As long as it's not there, ben ashmoshes, there is no problem. And the meister, right now, there are chicklets on top of your sal. Why is Bayam Tam Mavatak Lima Chalai? So, Taisis, we're talking about the base Asif, the Mavatak by us, very clearly, as soon as you can shoo away Miyan, you come, you want to take the basket, you shoo it away, throw it off, no problem. That means Mavatak Miyad is motor. The case of Afreichim, so Taisis, is a clear Makar, Gam doesn't want to argue, but that's how we go with. Toys is mahalach, the miyad the ma'is is water. What? Yeah, if long enough, then not the benesh moshes. There can be benesh moshes. But what is benesh moshes? We believe it's a different argument. That's one. That's mekor for miyad. Mekor for the shah and kolyayim is that we have gemara kuf and dalam beis. The gemara makes three statements over there. The gemara starts with a case of a chizchuches karni the umno, a bloodletting object. What is the is over there? Let's go with the simple understanding of Muksa Machmas Gufa, the Balamar. Come with Gemara and says to undo the robe over here, that on the back of the animal, and let it fall to the ground. Gemara says, put pillows and blankets underneath it, and therefore this Kani and Umni will fall on top of these pillows and blankets. In fact, the Gemara, I am Mavata Klima Chonai. The Gemara says, Ishlifli Zutri. The small packages. That means big packages will fall on top of your pillows and blankets. That's Usr. A small package of tavi pillows and blankets is lamaisa is mutter. Meaning, by small packages you can shake it off with nachas and Shabbos. Big packages, it gets stuck there, falls with tavi pillows and blankets. One statement. Another statement in the Gemara. Gemara says a case of tevel, or shishis, the type of glass over here. Gemara says to untie it and let it break on the floor. Right, the Gemara, I understand. By the case of the kani to open it, we say put pillows and blankets. But the case over here of this table and the shishas, the case of glass over here, was saying, let it break on the floor. Why let it break? So this Gemara, the type of glass we're discussing over here is a thick type of glass that's made for windows. And therefore, since anyone can melt it down into smaller pieces, therefore it's only nichol and negeta of a hefsten mu'at. So therefore, negate a hefsten mu'at, you have no hefsten mavat to clean. A third statement in the Gemara. In the case of the chamor of Gamliel, he has over here a case he was turning dvash. The Gemara says, Shechmitz turned to vinegar over here. And the only thing that's really this dvash for, this vinegar over here, is for makkah of a gomel. The Gemara says he did not untie this package. He left it on an animal tool, Motzei Shabbos, and what happened? The animal died. In fact, the Gemara, why did he just untie the ropes over here from the package on the animal and let it fall down on top of Korva Kassus? I'm about to clean. Myself. You have a hat over here. Says Gemara, why? Metamfei. What happened? These pillows and blankets get dirty, and Mavatel the whole entire Shabbos. They'll spill out on top of them, and the whole Shabbos pillows and blankets will not be able to be used. Veth Gemara, Sawa at Sab Alachayim. And the Gemara at Sab Alachayim, Kodav Gemil, was only drop on them. I'm counting three statements. The say that comes after the Gemara seems to be very simple. That something that Shlifle is Zutri, something that a case over here that is only light packages, the if it's only bittle. Vatikli machani l'shoa, mokum hefsid hefsid rubo, then maisit smoter. Mash enkein, if it's case of kol ayoyin, the lachol comes along, the mais will be also. That's cool. It comes down very quickly from the circuit. Building upon this, come along the mokar vrom and the reish hamachay reish hamavav and the shulchan aruch leis kelim. Come along and say black wife the ramban and the rashbo. They want to say also the ran. The three daggers over here. Once a case of miyad, maisa that's smoter. That's a case of erfreichim. The case of Lashah, that's the case of Shlifle Zutri, that halacha over here is Motemok Mefsim Rubo. But the case of glass, we won't have a heter. Kol Yoyim, you have Gamliel's case, the mic says also. That's your Gamliel's case, you have to lean on top of the animal. That's right. The simple reading on the Gemara. Come on, the Mokav Rom. He says, not that simple. We're saying right now, the case when it's Kol Yoyim, it's also the case of Gamliel. It says, really depends how you read the Gemara's question of Tzar Balachayim. By the way, Gamliel, again, a meal left upon an animal, this case of this vinegar on the back of the animal. Now, you want the kasher, ayit tzav alachayim. So says the Magen Avraham, when you read the Magen Mishnah b'shem l'Rabba, and he says, you read the Shulchan Aruch l'shem l'Riyaz, and he says, read Rashi the sugya, there seems to be a second way to understand the question. That means, do you understand the most question is tzav alachayim, and therefore let the packages on the back fall down and break? Is that the question? If it's let it break, that means it will happen. We're saying that that idea of Vata Kli Menachale, the whole time Shabbos even has to move on, it's awesome. We're saying let it break. We read Rashi. Rashi is not that way. It tells you to Rosh Chodesh Iran. The Gemara is saying it's Tzav al Chaim, and therefore let's do a case of Vata Kli Menachale. I mean, let's be clear, what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara says, you have Gamil, you left this package on top of the animal died. In fact, the Gemara is Tzav al Chaim. Our answer is Drabonon. We pass on the Raisa. What's the most question? I'd say Balachayim. Now, Bad Niraj would say Tzav Balachayim and let it break. The animal's dying over here. Died. Let the Kalim break. It says Rashi, Tzav Balachayim. And therefore, let's Mavato Kli Merachonai. Mavato Kli Merachonai. Why? It's a Hefsimubo over here. That means what went down? Hefsimubo Mavato Kli Merachonai. That means the left wall breaks. What do I mean? So it's not Hefsimubo, you've read for Karmakasis. So Rashi the Sugya says among Avram is black and white. That's saying over here, the person is right with Vata Kli Merachonai, but we have Simubo, even though it's Kolayim. I yes upon himself, if so, one thing I'm saying the case of Shilfe Zutri, not Shilfe Rabbi, I'm saying Kolayim, what do I have Simubo? If so, why only small packages, even big packages? So once a time, since you have an option to do Prika Benachas, you could Metalkal Ksas Benachas. He said the question is, what overrides what? If it's a case of Shon Hefsimubo, that's better than doing a case of Prika Benachas. But it's a case of Hefsimubo Kol Yoyim, then even though it's Mutter, that's other to Prika Benachas, even though it's totally Muxor. So he makes a clown at the end. He says, first you do Shon Hefsimubo. If you can't do that, come to Kol Yoyim, then Prika Benachas overrides that. And tell him I'm wrong. So basically what comes out, I think it comes out much clearer than what I said, but basically what comes out is there are three levels over here. In the case of Miyad, that's Mutun not Vatakli Machonai, that's Taisu's case of Avraichim. There's a case over here of Lishaw, that again is the Hefsimubah, Magavah Meshmubah down, that's also very clear to the Gemara, that's Mutun, Shiltzai Zutri. The case of Kolayayim, that's the Mavucha, where Vatakli Machonai. That means Maisa Magavah says, the Ran says not the way, the Ran says Dasi Yochid. Because like Rashi, the Rambam, Shulchan Gemara Meshem the Riyaz, and even the Chayonim pass this way, the Gemara is Mitzan this way, that even Kol Yom 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 they saw the Bialocho, I assume. Bialocho starts off saying, have a look at the carbon in the saddle, look in the Ebenezer. Come the Salam points out, the idea that Rashi and Shulchan Gemara Meshem Riyaz is that they're the Yochid over here, not the Ran. Tvakert said the Magen Mishnah has no Achro, points out it's against the Rif, against the Rosh, against the Ramban, against the Rajba, against the Ran. And therefore he points out Va'id further, that the Rif for the Sugyo comes out, or the Ram the Sugyo says, will come out, will answer up the Rayas of Rashi, and there's no Rai from Rashi either, no Rai from Miaz either. And therefore he has other Kash to be Aloch, and he ends off Koshim O'i Lahokal, and therefore he goes like from the Sunday of the Oiz, that person cannot be Mekal on Kol Yom Vat Klima Choli. That's the Chad Nusam, Ikh the place seems to go this way. So come down the Gaya to three levels. We have Miyad, Mutter, Lashaw, Hefsimubo, Kolayoyim, Magavon wants to be Mekel Hefsimubo, making the place go like the Mishnebuah, the Chaznish. There is no Heter, Mok Hefsimubo, Kolayoyim, it's also Gomer. Nafkamino, which will lead to next time, maybe I'll discuss it. As let's say you have a Maskan that's dripping water, as the house is past Shabbos, the Maskan was dripping water, mama strain in the bathroom, dripping, right on top of the sink, couldn't really use the sink. So the question was, if you have a heter putting a bucket over there on Shabbos, or you have a bayam of vatikli machonai. Now we know, the idea of a mazgan, the water is coming out, is near the gomer, like a vatinol of Shabbos, and then the gomer it's mukhtar. We pass the water of the ikdash is mukhtar. Now the shaila is over here. If you let the water drip, it'll mess up the carpet of the house, mess up the floor. Oh, mamish makes a hefsel over here. Do you have a heter putting a bucket of a vatikli machonai? That's going to be kolayoy. According to the Magen Avraham, he says, I have some rubble, you can store the carpet over here, put the sugya of graft to the side, let's say you're not going to be there for Shabbos, but you're leaving the house now. So, in the case of making it put a bucket over there, According to Magen Avraham, you'll have a heter. Maiske, like the Mishnah Berurah, according there is no heter. Which will lead to another type of question. Some people, they take their air conditioner water and they put it inside the toilet tank. I'm not sure what the heter is to use the toilet water on Shabbos. They'll flush it, where the water's coming out is Meilat. It's getting mixed inside other water, up in an alkaline bottle. And therefore, I'm not sure how the world people do that, we can then use a toilet on Shabbos. Leave it to next time.
Well, Shimish will still
do. Either one. Mukso. It's Mukso.
It's
Mukso. It's a rack.
I'm using it.
Why are
they putting it there?
Why? Because water has to go somewhere. People have to run. Where's the water going? Either you put it outside in the bayal of Shemitah, or you put it into
the toilet.
So, you know where they put it? You ever looked? Go to a shul, see the button in the tank. Don't use that toilet thing. You'll use that one.
You're allowed to open the tank.
Open the tank?
It's just open.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I've also had the map being unbrutal.
I feel bad with the bottle. No, next Shabbos, no, it's not, it's the Kuli Alma. The next Shabbos Shabbat is not Neglet. It's the Kuli Alma. No, the whole Machlis on Shabbos is Chlez Vanessar. There's no Chlez Vanessar over here. It's in the Kobe, it's the Dalit, right? The two sheets over there, the only Chlez Vanessar.
Why is it the Ramal Bahama? Because I'm not using that water,
I'm using
it's
the mixed, it's Taruvos.
I'm not using that.
It's called, I feel well, then all the water is also.
If that's the way to clean before Shabbos, that's the transfer.
Sorry?
If that's the way to clean before Shabbos, last hour before Shabbos.
No, it has to move it, it's buses.
What's
that? We have to listen to the buses. Because the buses have to move on Shabbos.
What is the shoe?
Oh, well, how are you moving it? So then we'll get there. We didn't get that point. We have catch a bus. The Magavom asked buses, how are you moving it? Magavom asked your question, right? Mishmo is your question. Mishmo and the Magavom asked your question. They don't answer, you answer. We'll get there.
What's the
tatsus
on
the... Well, and next time, maybe we'll discuss the tatsus. Why? Shabbos began to have to see why it's what?
Water is naked.
Oh, so if anyone says that's why, I think it's ridiculous. The week before Oscar. No, because it's naked advice. Yeah. Like you're still saying, right? I know certain Swami say that idea, but what about
the... That type of shimish, is that a shimish of the Kalyan?
Well, maybe we'll get a little. The Gevur Shabbos? No, fine. Now, once we have the idea of three levels, Miyad, Lashah, and Kol Yom, now let's understand what the definition of Miyad is, what the definition of Lashah is. I think by now it should be clear. Miyad means Miyad is shooed away. Lashah does not mean an hour. Lashah is saying the figure is coming in the Umdah. What happens is bundling an object and fall on the pillow and you shake it off slowly. Anything that takes time is nothing to get a Lashah. Doesn't it mean an hour? You're shaking it off the pillows and blankets slowly. That means it'll take a minute, 2 minutes, whatever it takes, 3 minutes. And that is the definition of the show. Therefore, in Simon Reis Samachay, when Mishmur brings down the idea of Miyad, brings it down in Sef Gimel, Banel, Shal Shaivel, you shake it off, Miyad, you shake it off. And Sef Dal, Banel, Shal Shaivel, you just have it full on a plate, you pick it up. No, the candle, you pick it up, it falls down.
Like liquid.
If it's a heavy thing, you pick it up and fall right off. It's in there, it's a candle, it's not just the wax that fell down. The Siftal, the case of Tzaitzis, the Gemara says, it goes out Miyad, and therefore it has no more washes. It's Miyad. The case of the Shon, Simdre, Samachai, the two cases also. The case of Shemin, the answer of the Mishmur, I can tilt turn over the plate. It says, no, I want to save the Shemin. That did not want tilt over the plate. Therefore, it's Nechal Gedda of the Shon, of the Kolayim. The second case, oh, we'll get exactly what Father will get to. The second case, Mishmur says, you have cases of this Becham, these coals over there. It'll take a couple minutes to extinguish, says the Mishmur, unless the Heter of Hefsimuba, a couple of minutes, the mice is Osir. Why? Because the Gedel Lashah does not mean an hour. The Gedel Lashah means anything more than Miyad. Mice, I mean, this are less than Hefsimuba. Another thing we see over here, as my father's pointing out, I think you're saying, the 2 points over here, is that the fact that you can shake it out, and you choose not to shake it out, that's not nichol get a miyad. That means you can take the plate and turn over the shaman. You can. But you don't want to do that. Why? Because you want to save the shaman. So the fact that you can does not make it into being miyad. It's something that you want to do. You want to shoo away the birds, they'll go away. They're freichem. You want to take away the national shaman miyad, you can. If you don't want to, it's not a het to miyad. The Shem I don't want to is the Nachal Gedolah Shor Ol Kol Yoyim. Another Yisoid, I'm going to point out, I think we'll get to the other point in a second. Another thing to see over here is by the case of Shemin, says Mishmur Sukkon Hey, that really you can be Menara, but you don't want to. The Sukkon Vavi says, but Shemin to Metaltal, that's Osir, it's on the Sukkot Bosses. Looks to Machmas Isser, and therefore Totel is Osir. Let's analyze it. He says, Nir, Mabaya, Mutter, I don't want to. Totel? Alright, that's a Vavi Osir. Well, as far as we know, from the Shimon Shin test, if Nir is also Totel is also Nir is Motor, Totel is Motor. Right? Totel is Ebizat. Well, it's not really Mukh from these words, but take it a step further. It's Simon Reis Sam Avram and Sir test, but the case of the Kani Do'um that was brought down as Halacho. In fact, the Mukh Avram was saying over here, let it fall on pillows of blankets, then shake it off. Bosses. What have happened to bosses? We have the Kani Do'um that pillows of blankets, Kani Do'um let's go to the Halacho, Metzias, Mukh to Mach Muskuva like the Balamar. How in the world are you shaking it off the pillows and blankets? Says the Magavam Kutchios. Says one, like the Balamor, we already know, Mishmu and Simon Shinchas, Magavam and Simon Shinchas, called Nun, there's no boss on Shabbos. Adlum is not the Ben Ashmosh, there's no boss on Shabbos. The second Teretz he brings out the Balamor, the Rishonim's Teretz, since you plan to remove it, not the Chaligeda bosses. What is the Mishmu, how does he answer this question? He brings down only one Teretz, the Sivkon Chavav, he brings down there's no boss on Shabbos. It brings out the first turn to the Balamor. The Metzias is, since it was not the Ben Ashmoshes, there's no bosses. How are you being Menara? There's Kani and Umi? Very simple. You know why? There's no bosses. Go shake it off. Therefore, it's very good one. Reis HaMachay says, you want to be Menara the Shemin over here? Neil Meis's Motor. The question we pointed out is the Chazanish. The Chazanish comes along and says, we have a Gemara against the Balamor that's saying there's no bosses on Shabbos. The Gemara says in Be'ah, the Olam Sur, by Shuri Kais. To bite a guy over, I might give a drink from it, he's going to go to Kli, and go to Persico, and Persico will be over here, and by Yah, be Metatl, only means that Isen Graf, Otz Graf, and right to Metatl. David Nan, bite a guy, the Gemara is saying, then a guy drinks from this cup, with the wine, and put his pizza inside, if a by Yah, means that making a case of Graf on Shabbos. Why can he not be Metatl the cup without the Heter Graf? So saying, there is a Gedal Boss on Shabbos. And from the Chazanish, Kain Yisoid we saw in the Bialocha Simon Shintas and Dalit. But he wants to say about Shumas Yisoid and something you plan to move on Shabbos. The Locha is near as Mutter Totel as Osir. He also negated the Baal Amor. Yisoid of here is, there's no Bosh on Shabbos negated to near and not negated to Totel. They were near as Mutter Totel as Osir. So it's very good to raise some of all. We're discussing being Menar and these pillows and blankets that carry the Umna. It's Mutter. Totel don't say. Divin Reis Samachay, the Mishabu is very good. He said to Minar of the Shemin, we should be able to go do that. But I still we can't. Total of other also. Good best Pshad here also. Now we did have a Kasha in the Mabavram, and the Mice did not seem to go this way, so Kondon Beis. We'll leave it as a Kasha. Mice the way the Chandish and the Mishabu seems to go, understand, that the gate is to your bosses near his mutter, and Total Mice is also. Boss on Shabbos, yeah. Well, something happened on Shabbos. Nochi said, we see the Chorf over here. The fact that a person can shake something off Miyad, does he have to physically shake it off Miyad? Or is potential enough? My father likes pointing out people have a lot of potential. Is that enough? Right? Sometimes you have to do something with it. Is potential they can do it? Is that enough? Or you have to mamish do it Miyad? So the Graz and Kudosh Achron, the race of above, wants to say Machliksu Shayim out of it, wants to say the Rashidim or the Miyad mamish. Mashenkin, he says, Rift, the Rambam in the Torah, says, no, potential's enough. The point, Al-Khul, Al-Lochul, we go with potential. Two cases we see it. One, the race up above, over there, discussing by the Shlifri Rabbi and the Zutri, says, Mechaber, by the small packages, the Maisa, it's no problem. By the big packages, a problem. Why? Sh'ina Yochul, Lishmoit, Akom, Bitachtayim. You're not able to. The point, Al-Wurth, Mechaber, is you have to be able to shake it off. You're able to, that's enough. Not able to, the Maisa is not enough. That means get it, you're able to. We see the Loch and Simon Shinir Gimel on Siv Zion, the Sugya Baino. Over this custom when the courier broke over there. It says you're allowed to put it on top of the Aruchas Amito. It says Mechaba Dafka went to Rafoi, Shiyachol, because you're able to take it away. That means you might leave it there for a while. But once you're able to take it away, that's enough. Therefore, by that Freichim, you might leave that Freichim on top of the Sal for hours. But whenever you want the Sal, you shoo them away. That might be enough. That means you say to see over here, and the Rosh Hashanah says, the Rieta among the place Gemara is seems to be clear in that way. The fact that he can do it Miyad, the Gami don't do it Miyad, that Lamaise is enough. But let's say you can't for whatever reason because you don't want to, like Shem and I don't want to, might still be a problem. If so, this is Miyad a question, again, we'll leave it till next time, or maybe other times how to answer it. First thing, let's say he's singing a Shabbos meal. He has an empty plate in front of him. He's eating pistachio nuts. He takes all the shells and puts them inside his plate. Now, he has one shell, two shells inside his plate, and he ends up having 30 or 40 shells. The first time he puts a shell, and he has all the nuts on the side of the plate. So he takes one, and he puts a shell inside his plate. Maisa is in the buses. He put it in the das. It's in the vato kli. Can you flip the kli miyad when your wife is there, your mother is there? If you do a miyad, you can't. Try it. Your mother's here, your wife is here, you can't do a miyad. You don't want to. You put it in the das, you had a reason for it. So something goes safe, there's an obvious reason why you had a plate there. You didn't put it on the table, you put anyone on the table. You want to be a mensch, you put the kavanah on a plate. To be more of a mensch. So something goes safe, if so, you did it l'shah. If true, maybe later on, a half hour, you'll have to enter a graph and you put pile over there. Right now, there's no grass, not bothering me, it's not enemies, not moist, there's nothing over here. You don't plan to move it over here. It says, how in the world do we ever leave our klipas and not samois? In case either we don't have dogs, or we call mahalach, you have to give it to dogs, or in a case of not worry for dogs, whether it's eggshells or pistachio shells, or the pitzuchim, the shells over here, how in the world do you put on top of your plate? It's mevato kli, mechonai, and we don't have a heter, l'sha, or let's have some rubo. Where's the have some rubo over here? We'll get to that now. The raya, we'll get to the one that's no. But the chora, mivakukli, it's very shver. How in the world are putting our atzomis and the klipos inside a plate? Why not mivakukli? Now, if in the plate you had heter inside, says the Mishnah Berurah, by the case of Shemin, you had heter inside, the heter is more chosh than the iser, so you could pick it up metaltal, it's more chosh over here. So if inside your plate you had other food, you had a fork, you had a knife, you had bread over here, that won't be a problem. In a situation where you have an empty plate, put your klipas inside, there's a stack of kasher, what happened to Mavata Kli? Look, it's a problem over here. Not that simple, where the head is coming from. But for Shabbos, we want to answer the conclusion against the Mishnah Berurah. The stack of kasher will leave for a different time.
In you
can't
shake it off and dance.
I don't know how you eat and always around, but if your children are around, your guests are around, but you have guests.
You know, the other choice is to put it directly on the table.
Yeah. Because there's a heterness on the table. There's a reason. You'll say to me, Mama writes this. He says, the fact that you did not put on the table, you put a plate there, you bring the grass down, that's the Maisa Mechiechalov that you want the plate. He actually speaks out your Taino. He says, the grass says, what's Maisa Mechiechalov? That shows I want it. There's no graph over here. We're not talking metal to moksa. Put it on the table, not put it on a plate. Not talking metal to moksa. Put it on the table. So now I'm hacking an idea of yuchlakach. Well, let's analyze what exactly they're hacking me about. So there's a concept over there that anyone wants to say over, that's something called melato kli machoni, bitto kli. That's if something is aimed for something. It's made for this. Is that mevatukli? Meaning, let's say you take a garbage bag. The big bags, big black bags, they open up and put garbage inside. The shadow here is, how in the world does a person put garbage inside? That means you have a titul, and you want to put it inside the garbage bag. Titul, not really clothing, no one's eating it, and you want to put it inside the big garbage bag over here. Are you mevatukli on Shabbos? You're going to put the head to the graph to the sign. Well, you, it sounds super technical. Are you being mavatically or putting a diaper inside the garbage bag? You might have a heter of graph, but are you being mavatically over here? What's the shayla? Where are they coming from? Because we're saying the time truth is what minamuchen shaloi. Mavatically me'acholi, minamuchen shaloi. What its function is. A mavatal its function. This is its function. The function is to be a garbage bag, to put garbage inside. I mean, if you understand mevatel kli me'acholai, mina muchen shaloi, this is hachonah, this is what's supposed to go do over here. It's supposed to put garbage inside. That's the side over here. So Maisa, therefore, B'shalom Azam, in numerous places of Big Zam, discussed the garbage bag in other cases, says, on Shabbos, no problem. Rabbi Yashu also knew his places of being down the east side. Namuch and Shloi, there's no Shaila. Therefore, he'd be Omer, Rav Ozan and Tshuva, Shemir Shabbos, Rav Ozan and Nan Tshuva, and Levin Sefer, Shemir Shabbos, and others, and make this form of the Malachim go, then if it's made for this, it's mutter. There is a question to Rav Moshe, the same Diver Chachomim, he says, Abi Chesmin should be Royal Hachmer, why something other than Michael? That's called the Oilmus Tzim Michael. Atzad Hasheni, either you can say that, I can say it, no choice. Okay? Atzad Hasheni, they point out that's very good go Malach of Saiser. We go Malach of Baino, Sato Saifi Kvei Mokum, Mechabal the Tittle here, Mevatu the Toto, New Paskins Baino, the Taz, the Chayodo, the kids over here. And even if you want to go to Malach of Saiser, you understand Saiser means Saiser the Toto, you also have a Baya over here. And therefore, the Chut HaShani, and the Yaakov Kamenetsky, and the Megillah Seif, the Chuzahav, they come and say, you cannot have a head of Oymel Lekach. Therefore, what to go do, says Emes Yaakov, Yaakov Kamenetsky, says, make sure on Erev Shabbos, when you open up the garbage bag, put something inside to make sure there's books there, Erev Shabbos. That means it comes out, Maaseh with this Chavura, two opposites. We point out that the Orch Shabbos says, to move a garbage bag on Shabbos. What? Before Shabbos, she's not vatically on Shabbos. Take a brand new bag, open up, put a diaper inside, put mukhs inside, and now when it was vatul on Erev Shabbos, now they can use it, no problem. That means it comes. Erev, right, they can use it now, but not vatul it. So? Right. Right, exactly.
What does that help you?
Now I'm not being vatul the garbage bag. The garbage bag already is also. So what? I can put garbage inside. Put garbage in, gets filled up. It's a graph, it's costing, take it out.
Well, how do you allow people
back? Oh, okay, we'll get it. Yeah. A bus? Yeah, when it gets full up. So So first of all, this speak out what I think there's a lot of questions going on here, but one point we have to realize, you mentioned the last Chabur, the Archer Shabbos says to move a garbage on Shabbos, how to go do it, make sure the bag is empty, it enters Shabbos, and then it points out, isn't that to go move the garbage bag? Now it's saying, says Amos Yaakov, make sure the garbage is something before Shabbos to take in the Sukkim about to clean our Kali. So first the question is, which one of the two evils is better to go do? Is it better to make sure it's empty? And then Bayam inside the Sukkim about to clean our Kali? Or make sure it has something inside and Bayam even talk on Shabbos? It's a great question, I have to look upon it. Now to take it... Sorry? A second Eitzah. It's like, you're asking over here, what's going to do nice if I finish this garbage? Or not, take another bag. So the way how the Chodesh Shani says, if so, make sure what you put in the first is Shir Meichel, Chad Pami, which again we mentioned last Chaburo, and half the Rambam say there's no Hetter on Shabbos. But he's Lashitas, says you do have Hetter. That means you have two ways around it. Do Chad Pami before Shabbos, or no. Shir Meichel before Shabbos won't work. But if you have to open up a new bag on Shabbos, and the Chodesh Shani do that, Shir Meichel, you can post him, he's Lashitas. If so, the question you're going to ask, how in the world do you use tissues when you go to the Sherut tent? Maisa, Ayim Vatukli, Nochle Machmir, who say something that's those who are old, Ayim Lakach's mutter, the tissues are Ayim Lakach. But those, the Maisa, you have to come on to the Heter, I mean, you have to know the call. But if you come on to your site over here, of that is better. It's also in from its own lekach. The Chodesh Shani, how in the world do you use tissues on Shabbos? So the Nechavur here, we wrote this Gerelitz. We asked them, how in the world do you use tissues on Shabbos? According to your Malach, the own lekach does not work. So he wrote back to us, near loy mikri kli, paper is not a kli. So he wrote back to him, I the Shayat Zin Simchin Yigimel Sefkar Lam Zayin brings down even something that's not a kli. You say loy plug, you still see mavatik kli malchonai. So you go back to us, you say, which again we'll try to explain it maybe next couple where it's getting late, is that something that's a one time use, something that's a Shima Shakiloi, there's no Issa Vavati Klima Chali. No Issa. I said we'll try to explain next couple, and he's still attacking me for it.
All the stones you're using.
That's his Yisoid. Lemaisa. Make it simple. And Shulah Chodeshani Lemaisa being Machmer, So being back where Yaakov Nesky, well, if you go with the Mishnah's idea of Slicer, and that means Min Amukhun Shaloi, and the Shtak Asura, Mlakdim Sibyl, Imakak Azahatr. Imakak Azahatr. Let's go with a simple idea, Imakak Azahatr, and therefore open up a garbage bag on Shabbos, putting a diaper inside the Mises Motor. However, building upon this idea that Imakak Azahatr, they point out what defines Imakak. I mean, still now we're discussing these big black garbage bags. Let's say you have this wonderful bag over here from Sefer Yeshiva, and you bought a Sefer, you stored it underneath your cabinet over there, and when you want to bring this Yeshiva, you put your sandwich, your storm inside. You know what? Come Shabbos, certain people have a hug on Shabbos and take the diaper, and not only put it straight into the garbage, they put it inside a bag, and they will lock either inside a smell, inside the gate of Sugiyah Brachas. Can you use this bag, put your diaper inside? Even those that I had to in the lekach, what the fuck? I saved it to use it for everything. Okay. To bring my sandwich to Shiva and bring a bag of bring swarm to Shiva, and also. So the fact, for example, the idea of having a plate, come with a place, you would say, a plate is made for everything. But no, it's really made to serve food. And also, you have clippers left behind. And yet, we see that a plate, any clean, it's made to capture shemen, capture a bait, it's made for any function. Still, camel with Shulchan Aruch. From the Gemara, from the Mishnah, there's no head of oyin lekach. That means it's ikir function. It's to serve food. So what defines a function? Number one. Number two. Do you need something oyin lekach? The head is mitzad. It's designated or oymid. I mean, chakira moglachrayim. Is it oyin lekach or is it designated? Oymid means it's this, and other. Is it designated? It's not designated. I'm sorry? No, I think a plate to make it make a food. People do not buy plates with a sandwich on top of it. We might use it, but I don't think it's that even, I think they're different levels. The aloha, again, we see by the Mishnah, is a karo. It's clearly said the Mishnah. It wasn't a karo by now. What's a karo? Used for everything. Why is the kingdom in general used for everything? Why is the Mishnah saying clearly under Shaman is also?
What? That's
not
right,
that's not the main thing
you
said.
What defines main? Right. So you're saying roiv, after roiv, your plate is the icky thing is to serve food. Not to boil it's almost there.
It's not meant to be a process.
Okay. It's a interesting question. So, the question over here is, you have a het in this bag, or something called oyin lekach, or something that's designated. So there is, my father, he has Rebbe Zvi Kaplan, he wrote in the Kibbutz Lev Yam over there, yeah, what a shtick mamash on this question over there. And he said he asked the Rebbe Rav Neuver, and he asked Al Yashir, and they want to tell us that something is not only designated, but even oyin lekach would have the heter. Would have the heter. Avsad Hasheni, others Yisrael B'Yashiv, or Shabbos, of Yalla says Yisrael B'Yashiv, and my sense also. And my father's other memory about Berkowitz, the Maisi says, these bags, put a diaper inside, a lot of it's also. Wow. It's not designated. So if you're minyach in it, you put it in the store.
You're keeping it inside.
You put it down in the Sarah Shmuel, you're still safer.
Yeah, sure.
So the Maisi, so come over here and says, that if you designate, you bought it from the store and you put it in all the diapers, put this in the bag with the diapers, you store in this miyachet of the diapers, you miyachet anything you want. You're not miyachet, so therefore what it's not ein milakach, it's not designated for it, it's what it has different functions. And now you have a vatel from Shemesh and Shabbos. Vatel total, vatel from Shemesh. What's the head over here? Or for Shabbos seems to go in between, you want to say, depends if the bag is made for chadpami, nachadpami, this is made for a bunch of times, the plastic bag is made for something one time, what's going in between cases. But even those who are mekel, again, the machlokes, but even those who are mekel in oyin lekach, maybe dafka something that's designated, not something that's oymed. Shaila, you've got a great question over here. And if you go like that, or certainly the planes won't have this after. You have to know about Tashkent, you have to know the call. Fine, you're coming to your side. You get around the question. I am. Now, just to speak out where the rayas they're coming from, the kids are, they point out Lavosh goes Mahalchal Seiser. Again, Lavosh is Simon Rey Samachay and Rey Samavov, but the case is there by the Shemin and by Chris Huchas. He writes, She'in Stam the Uman Lazar. He's very clear, he brings down the heter, the thing that's Uman for it. Me the Mishavu and Simon Shinhei, by the case of the Amas Amayim, he says, his words are very clear, Inamavatam Mashim Uchenes, what's prepared for it? They point out the words of Mishavuv, there's something that's mukhid for, there is no answer. There's a beauty to discuss with him, my father saying he's getting very late. They want to bring away the Maisel's motor, I think he brings away his ulcer. And anyway, it goes to Mahalach HaBoino. But to end with one question over here. We have a case over here. Let's say these small bags of Maisa are not payment with diamonds inside. Let's go to Berkowitz, my father's Rebbe. So Maisa, you want to say the Maisa, it's Osir. Let's say in Erev Shabbos, you have a bag with a diaper you put inside Erev Shabbos. Now you have a bag that's empty on Shabbos. So you have two bags in front of you. You have a choice over here. To take the bag with the diaper and empty it and put the bag in a second diaper. Or you have a choice to use a brand new diaper. Is it better to metaptu mukso? Or is it better? Or is it better to mevata klim rechonai? That means, we mentioned before the Magagam and Simon Shilam and Hei on Siv Dalit. You discussed over there that again we have this Chavis, is that, Gigas, is coming out inside the Kli. Says the Machaber, pour it back inside the Gigas, not inside the Kli. Dr. Magagam, why not take the second Kli and put it on top? Left him about the Kli and not do a case until Tumukso. And this Machaber, Kriyagas says, what do you mean Machaber? Is something in Vachti by case of Machaber? But the site that Magarvam says is Odus Mavatakli over Toto Mokso, he says, where did I get these sites from? The sites of Kivegas MS, the two Kivegas, Mukhuba Kakri argues. But the site of Toto versus Mavatakli, what's better? He said, Mavatakli is MS, so I'll bring in Chloraya. The Gemara says the case on Kufnun Dalad, by the case of Kanidu Omni, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says you can take off these packages, be dying. Or the Gemara says, what? Mavatakli Machali. Gemara says, let's put the kind of Omni on top of Karma Kassus. The Gemara by the case of Amas and Mayim. Can you take the animal out of your diet? The Gemara says, put things underneath it. That means the Odif to do biblically over the concept of the Toto Mokso. The Shemir Shabbat Kulchosai, the print from 10 years ago, the black ones, so he came on this Kassus when you have a full garbage bag, what to go do? He says it's better to empty out the garbage than to take a new bag. Better to empty out the garbage. Empty it out and to use it.
Use the same bag
versus having a new bag.
That means, what do you do with the stuff what? Then?
He says in the Imalakak, these bags. The kids don't Oyman, without Oyman, he says better to empty out an old one and to mevatel a new one. It says Miguel Sefer, you forgot the Mavad Rom, you forgot the Kivegar, the black and white says, oh, there's mevatel clean and total mokso. Couple of the new ones, he writes, I forgot the Mavad Rom. And this Mavad Rom is brought down, even though Mishmur brings down and says, even though the Eliyahu and Primogon Mafakvek, the ends of the Kivegar is sounded like this Mavad Rom. And if the new prince, Echanami, says, Echanami, Chaser. The loch is, you have a choice of Shabbos. I mean, you have a diaper in front of you. Then you have a diaper before Shabbos, a bag. Then you have this bag, what to go do, according to Berkowitz. You have a heter graph. In the heter graph, what to go do, empty the old bag, go downstairs, empty it out, and use that bag, and not to create a new bag out of Mavatakli. I mean, some of you have a heter Mavatakli, else graph override Mavatakli. But what do you have a choice over here? Graph override Mavatakli. But if you have a choice, what to go do, then... Correct. That's what you said.
Don't bring them. Take another bag.
Take the other bag. I made the same mistakes, right? But take the other bag, put it inside, and not to move this one over here. Correct. By Ben Hashem on Sunday, we'll mamshuk l'sug mavak t'machonai. Also, to give an unclean nittle. And after Shlomo's in Indian, this is my father loves having an extra chabur on Monday, the Sikh of Tzar Balachayim, and Tzar, this one came out from my Sikh of here. Slow.